like that. Daflam v'zayin. Hey, it's 37 and it's 8:37. It's mamash. It's a gzeir shop. Okay, 37A1. Reb Zeir, Rabbi Kumi, Rabimi. So we just finished talking about. We always have to go back to the last thing that we said in order for it to make sense. The continuity. It's actually two dots in the bottom of Long Avon Bays, just to say it real quick. Rabbi Yechon says if you had hektish, which you were part of more than its value, so that it's typhus all the money. If you have Maisa Sheni, that you were part of more than its value, it is not typhus the money. Rabbi Yimi says, Shekin Adam Mosi Liyas Marba Bekdesho. Some people add to the hektish. Rabbi Ze'era, Boy Kumir Rabbi Yimi, Nivda Gaisa Ish. What do you mean? You're telling me that people will add to their hektish? Let's ask him. Did you intend to add to the hektish by adding on, or was this a mistake on your part? Let's ask the guy. What are you making assumptions for? So the way they're saying it is suppose this person was asked, v'amar lo l'kachnas kavanti. He says that's not what I intended. Are we lenient? Amalei l'kishe yivdok. And here there's a big shiloh on what this really means. The English says it means, indeed, when one questions the Redeemer, he says he did not mean for all the redemption money to assume the hector sanctity of the exodus from fortune remains unconsecrated. But the standard assumption is that one does intend for atonement. In other words, according to the English, we don't ask him. But if he tells us that he never meant it, so then, of course, it won't be chal. That's what the English says. Let's take a look at what Marafolda says. Lekisha Yivdok, look at the Marafolda, Kleinmar. Ein Bright can I say, we don't ask him. Shabbat Adaita Itzel call on him. There's no point in asking him. Because whatever, no matter what he says, it's this Bittel Das. According to Marafolda, it doesn't matter what he says, there's no point in asking him. Not like the English, right? If you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, if he says he made a mistake, if we check him, we will go after what he says. Clear machlokas, how to learn l'kishe yivdok, what it means exactly. We have an attendant.
No, I don't think it's a question of believing him. I think it's a question of
shalom.
Consider what he says, right? It's not a question of do you believe the guy. It's, the question is,
are we mavatal? Or we say right. bittel das. Yeah. Okay. So that's an interesting machlokas. Let's go on. Reb Yonah Abayi. We're on 37A1, first column. Reb Yonah Abayi. Kamad Arma Kinochasov. So, again. According to the Mandiyamar, according to the one who says that Maisa Sheni is Mamain Hedget, right? So I have nothing to gain, right? If it's my Nechasim anyway, right? I start off with $100 of Maisa Sheni. And if I convert it to $100 of Maisa Sheni money, so I've made an even swap between what was $100 worth of produce to $100 worth $100 coins. But if I were to make, let's say I was to make $110, so what would I gain by that? I started off with $100 and I have $110. This is mine and this is mine. What am I gaining by adding? It's like, I'll buy this cup of water off me. You know, I'll pay $2 for it. Who am I going to pay myself? I'll put it in my wallet. Well, that's a great deal. I mean, you start off with something that belongs to me, and the money belongs to me. What am I gaining? It doesn't make any sense to add to the value.
It doesn't. You don't gain, but bringing
it doesn't make any sense. It's mine. There's nothing. If you're talking about hektish, so you're talking about a third party. So I'm going to add, the guy came to pick up the garbage, to haul it away. So we came to a deal, $100. I asked him, if you feel like I misrepresented what I had out there, because I did, I always said less than what was actually there. So I'll give you $120. So, I'm adding to there's a third party, he's going to get more money because of it. It makes sense to offer him more. But if it's me, If I was hauling it away with my own truck, I'd say, you know what, Shlomi, I'll pay you 120 instead of 100. That doesn't make any sense. It totally makes no sense. That's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Right. Commander Amar in a Chosov, we understand if it's his own mom and hedget, so there's
that's
nothing.
That's not wood shops. When you go to your shrine, you're going to spend $120.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That has no bearing at all. If I want to spend money in Yerushalayim, I can do so.
But it's Maaser Sheni.
No, but you can't make it Maaser Sheni. You can't make up Maaser Sheni. Baram, Kamando Amar, Enochino Chasov. But if you hold my mom, it's Mom and Gavaya, my bain Hector Shaman bain Maaser Sheni, then it really makes no difference. What's the difference? It's not mine. Amar Rabasi, Lo Kain Tfar Imar Taima, Shekin Ramasi Li Yismar Beg Desho. We've said this already. Sometimes a person will sanctify more money than necessary when redeeming hektish. Okay? He'll add to the amount of his hektish redemption. He will not sanctify more money than necessary when redeeming Maaser Sheni. And here he says what you said the other day. In 6, he brings, because an owner of Maaser Sheni will not want the additional responsibility of having to take more money to Jerusalem. We mentioned that svara. Here he finally brings it. Okay. Next, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hektash shepidoyov lo heisav chaimish. Now, here's a very interesting halacha. Let's suppose I wasn't meisav chaimish. I went to Hektash. I was supposed to be meisav, but I didn't. I just gave the core amount. It's a reisav padri. It is padri. Of course, I owe the extra fifth, but it's not my akif, the pinyon. The pinyon goes forward. And I can be neder from the item, right? Maaser Sheni shepidoyov lo heisav chaimish. But when it comes to Maaser Sheni, hareza ain't a padri. It is not redeemed at all. The chaimish is ma'akev by Maaser Sheni. Okay? Maaser, it's not, hektish, it's not ma'akev. Maaser Sheni, it is ma'akev. Ma bein hektish, ma bein Maaser Sheni. Maaser what? Maaser Rishon? Did I say Maaser Rishon?
No.
Nobody heard Maaser Rishon except you. I mean, we're going to go back to the tape. I have this on tape.
I'm hearing voices.
We're going to go back to the tape, and we're going to see whether I ever said Maaser Rishon. If I did, then I retract it. Because Maaser Rishon, we'll give the guy $20. Because you can't be paid to Maaser Rishon. You can't be paid to Maaser Rishon. Okay, I don't think so. So you want to ask the obvious question, what's the difference between Maaser Hektish and Maaser Sheni? Amar Rav Hila, Hektish Yesh Lo Toivin. The difference is like this. Hektish, if you don't pay up the fifth, so the gizmer is going to get after you. He says, where's my fifth, right? But my sersheni, Eloi Tovim, I'm the only baldover over here. So the chachamim were afraid that you wouldn't pay it up. So they decided to just move on to the whole thing. It's a simple drabbanan type swara, right? Next page, Rabbi Yonah Boi, Commander Amrkina Chosov. So now this distinction makes sense if it's my own property, it's mom and hedget. Again, Ram Kamadom or Kinochosov, who Eno Kinochosov, it's important to have that word Eno, but according to the one who says it is not like his Nochosim, which is a backwards way of talking, by the way, I don't like this way. You should say Mom and Gavoya, I don't know why Kinochosov, Eno Kinochosov, it's just not a good way to talk. If it's not like his nechasim, ma ben hekshem, ma ben maaser sheni, they should both, what? It doesn't make a difference, right? Just because it's mam gavaya doesn't mean that it has toivim, right? So that's the more answers. I'm Rabbi Yossi, like for in my time, I hektish yesh lo toivim, maaser sheni in lo toivim. In other words, what's the difference whether it's mam gavaya or mam hegit? That makes no difference. You know, sometimes the fact that it's gavaya will make a difference. But in this regard, Lagabe, whether it's Yesh Lo Toivin, makes no difference. There's nobody being Toivei on Maaser Sheni.
Even if Maaser Sheni is Momogaboa, still Hegdish can't come and say,
No one knows about it. Nobody knows about it.
Because the transaction is
private. It's a private transaction. Yeah. 13? Nah. Nothing really. Okay.
The second paragraph in 13.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really being added here. He's just pointing out that it's only Darabana now. On a Daraisa level, there's no difference. He says it emerges. On the biblical level, the additional fifth, both of Hektish and Maaser Sheni, are not considered essential. The stringency regarding Maaser Sheni is Darabana because of its Ein Lo Tovim. Okay, next. Hapayim Maaser Sheni Shaloi, Maaser Lo Chamishisai. Again, this we had a rule in the Mishnah. Doesn't make a difference whether you grew the stuff or whether it was given to you as a gift. You still have to be mice of chaimish, right? That's what it said. Masisa der Meir. So the Gemara is bringing back, we've had this a couple times already. Remember, we had a machlaikas in Erechen. Does he bring it over here? Maybe it's Bechoros. Sorry, it's Bechoros. Mishnah in Bechoros 8:10. 52b in Bavli. Okay. There's a dispute between the mayor and the sages whether a gift is like a sale, meaning that it goes back at Yovel, right? So Reb Meir holds not. That a mecher is not like Matana. Matana is Eino Kemecher. A gift is not like a sale. And therefore, it's not Chayzer B'Yavel. And the Chachamim hold what? That it is the same thing. It's Chayzer B'Yavel, whether it's a gift or not. Machlokes or Meir on the Chachamim. Oh, so the Mor is like this. So now our Mishnah says that it doesn't matter whether it was given to you as a gift or whether it was your own. It's always what? You always have to be Mice of Chaimish, right? So the Gemara says, Masi Sadra Meir. Because the Meir says, Ein matana kemechar, it's not like a mechar. So what? So while the Mishnah holds, while selling produce of Maaser Sheni is prohibited, giving it as a gift is perfectly permissible. In other words, we're addressing a separate issue here. We said earlier in the Masechta that you're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni, right? Where do we say that? Where did we say that?
Because it's schorah, you're not allowed to do schorah.
Yeah.
But matana is not
schorah. Yeah, that would be according to Reb Meir, but according to the sages, it may not be given as a gift, just as it may not be sold. Okay.
Because they say
Matana Kamecher. Because they say Matana is Kamecher.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. So just like you're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to give it away as a gift either. Whereas Reb Meir holds, it's not the same.
In both cases. Wait, well, we said to Chukka Barava. Barim is that he gives it to Matana, right? Oh, no, he gives the money.
We're going to see in a second. We'll hold that question. That might still be a question. Hold the question. You want to know why the Chachamim would hold its Aser?
Why it's the same. Why it's looked at the same. When you sell it, you're getting benefit from it. If it's a gift, you get the benefit of giving a gift.
It's transactional. I'm not sure 100%. Transactional? I'm not sure.
So you have Hanah from...
I don't know. I don't know the reason. I have no idea. Why would it be Osir? I've just been learning, you know, well, Mechar is Osir, and if Matana is Kemechar, so then Matana is also Osir. I haven't been working out why is it that way. I'm not sure. I don't remember the Yisodas from the Yisra. Okay? So
that's what they hold.
What?
I say that's what they hold. They hold that Matana is Kemechar, and therefore the Matana, you can't do it. That's what they hold. Some of them hold.
Yeah, but we're trying to understand why. What is there a reasoning behind this? Is this a din d'oraisa like a gzeras hakosav and that's it? No reason behind it. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's go on. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Dreya kolhi. He says no. This is according to everybody. Tifter reparashen tefulin lemaaser. Meaning, if let's suppose I hadn't been mafresh maaser sheni yet. I had tevel. So when it's b'tibulo, then there's no question. Everybody holds you can give it away as a gift. You could even do schayra with it, right? Because you haven't been kareish shem on it yet. So if I gave it to you as tevel, and then you went ahead and were mafresh the maaser sheni subsequently, then you still have to be maasef chaimish, the Mishnah is telling me, right? So it could come out even according to the Chachamim. That's the bottom line. That's Rabbi Yonah. For Hasin on, let's see. Hapoina netter avayit. Okay. So in order to really understand this, just take a quick peek over there at 52A. Turn to 52A real quick, just so you see it inside, because ICOs, maskimos, like they say, right? It's it's 52A1, okay? So it says, if you look about five lines down, it says, Hapoda netar avai shalo. Remember, netar avai is the fourth year, and the payers have to be taken to Yerushalayim, and you could do the same kind of shtick with the pigeon if it's far away, right? You don't have to take it to Yerushalayim if it's too heavy. So the Mishnah says, Hapoda netar avai shalo. So you have to add a fifth if you're the owner. Whether it's his, or if it's given to him as a gift. Okay, so the Mishnah is very clear there. Exactly the same language that we have here by Maaser Sheni is exactly parallel by Netar Avayi. That's the point of the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but the English speaks it out, but it's much better to see it in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hotninon. Okay, you're telling, the Gemara's asking on Rabbi Yonah. Again, Rabbi Yonah is saying that the Mishnah could even come out like the Chachamim. I, they hold, you're not allowed to give it away as a gift because it's just like Mechar. Teretz says, I gave it bitibulo before. So now the question is, oh yeah, what about the case of Netar Avayi? We have exactly the same structure. Are you going to tell me Netar Avayi, you gave it bitibulo? There's no such thing as tibulo by Netar Avayi. Netar Avayi just is. It is Netar Avayi. It's the fourth year. It just is. There's no Tevel. So that's the Gemara's kasha. He has to be Moisef HaChemesh, whether it's Mechar or whether it's Matona. Islach Meimah, but Perashain Tful, the Meiser Sheini. Vohasina, Netar Avayi, Lo Netar Avayi, Atzmo. Is that Mishnah not speaking about Netar Avayi itself? Uvhocha Meiser, have a Sofach Meimah. So here too, you also have to say that it was the actual Meiser Sheini, not that it was Tevel. So therefore, you have to say, if it's Tevel in our Mishnah, you have to say it's coming out only like Reb Meir, not like the Chachamim, not like Reb Yonah. So we shlug them up. Next Mishnah, we're on the base, 37b. Okay? Ma'arimin on Ma'aser Sheni. So we can go ahead, and we've been talking about this Haroma many times. Here we have it. Finally have the Mishnah of a Haroma. Let's keep your kasha in mind here. Kesan Oimer Adam Lechaber Luvnei Vitak Dolum Lav Neshchasi Hal Evrim Helch Ma'aser Eluv Delchas Ma'aser Zeh. He gives it to the elder children or the Adon Shivchaso who are Evrim. He can say be part of this Ma'aser. In other words, he's giving them the money, right? He's giving them the money.
Yeah.
Right? Does it say that? It says Helch Mos Elu. He says it before. Here are the money. And be part of this miser. You can't tell the little children because Mashakona, his children, he's going to, it's like his yad, right? There's a shaila here whether, in Bava Metzia, the Gemara discusses that Benoi Uvno Uvito Hasmuchem or Shulchan Avihem are like Ketanim, even if they're above the age of godless. Over here, there's a shiloh whether that would also be true. Okay, that's a question. And la'ad l'shachotso haknanim, because n'yadon k'yado, that's obvious. You can't, that wouldn't work. You're just giving it to yourself. If you're standing on the threshing floor. So now you find yourself on the threshing floor. You don't have any money. You left your wallet at home, right? Ain't b'yadon mos, you have no money. What are you going to do? So Omer Lachaver, he says to his friend, Harei HaPeiros HaElu Nusuni L'chama Matana. Oh, he's giving it to him as a matana, right? Right here.
Blimey, did you skip the latest paragraph?
If I skipped it, you just said it.
It's in the recording.
Yeah.
Again, I can play back the recording if anyone has any doubt as to what was said. and what was not said. Now, if he's standing there on the Goren and he doesn't have any money in his pocket, so what does he do? He says to his friend, okay, I don't have any money to give you to be poda. I'll give you the fruit itself. I'll give you the pears. Right? Then he says, these should be mechul, your pears should be mechul on the money that I have at home in my cubby. So in that way also, I'm being poda for you, your pears, and since it's your pears, I don't have to be moisef chaimish.
So this has to be like
Rav Meir. This is like Rav Meir L'chayra also.
I mean, so if you say Batana Kamecher, you can't do it.
You're not allowed to do it.
You're not allowed to do it, period.
Okay, one second. So the Marafolda says, Harei HaPeiros HaLeil Nesun L'chom Batana. Look at what the Marafolda says. V'davke Shanasan Oysan Lo B'Tivlon. See, he gets out of the problem. He's making it work out even like the Chachamim. Clearly, that's what he has in mind,
that's
right?
That's not how the Hebrew explains the Mishnah. It says, "Aperos ha'elu shel ma'aser sheni." He doesn't say shel tevel. So that's a knitch. You know what I'm saying? You're backtracking.
Then Moshe says it also. Aperos ha'elu nusul l'chum hana. To go and shenaisel ha'aperos b'tivlon.
Right, has to be.
He says, "Eino b'matona." Again, he says he almost likes it. Let's see, what does Rash Thurlo say? He says, "Haperes halalu shal meiser sheni." See that?
So
look at that.
Body, yeah.
Okay, so I guess you're gonna have to say the way Rash Thurlo is saying it. He's going like a mayor, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I haven't worked out all these details. Okay, interesting discussion. So, Chazon Molei Harayelim Mechulolin Amoy Shavbais. Okay, next. That's the Mishnah. Rab Oven, Omar Espalgun Oblazer, Rab Yesir, Rab Chanina. So they had a mach like this. Chad Omar, one said like this. This is a very interesting Gemara. The Pasuk says, if you take a look at the side here, the Torah R, an Aleph. Look at the pasuk. It says, "Ki yirbu chadar ki losu chaseiso ki yirchem mo hamogem hashem yivchar hashem lokech losum shum shom ki yivorechecha hashem lokecha." It says Hashem will bless you at the end of the pasuk. So now, look at what the Gemara does with this pasuk. Chanamar loma mari minolav. Why are you allowed to do this harama to give it to somebody else? You know the coins. Mimnesha kosuv bo bracha. The pasuk calls it a bracha. So that means that because the pasuk says that you are blessed, then it means that I can find a way not to have to pay the fifth. That's a blessing. That's a very interesting idea here. Does he say pshat?
It's similar to what we said last night, a little bit. We didn't say it, but that would be the same
thing
as what we said last.
Yeah. Look! If you look at the second to last thin line in Pnei Moshe, Romza HaTorah, Af She'im Tifdenu, Mischayev Ato B'Hoisof Aschaimish, Yesh Lecha Bracha She'im Tirtze, Tarim V'Tifter Menachomish. Okay, whatever. Okay, that's one. Chan Omer, Loma Poyden Oysa B'Shar Hazol. Why can you use the cheaper price if there was a cheap price that was set? Again, when they should cost a bracha. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Manan kayam. So we said in the first case that I can give him the money and tell him to be part of the Miser Sheni. Im b'sham alay tzevuf daily, if I tell him to go and redeem it for me, shluchahu, he's doing my shlichas. Shluchah shalom kamosa. What kind of, that's not a harama, that's a sheker. Right? That shouldn't work. Elo, what is it? So what are you going to say? Say ufte lecha. I'm telling you, go and redeem it for yourself. Think about that. If I'm giving him the money, and I'm telling him, you go and you be poted for yourself, that's essentially, he's the owner.
He has to give the
chomesh. He's going to have to give the chomesh. I didn't accomplish anything. That's the Gemara's kasha. Shalohein. That's the, what? Yeah, that's the most kasha. Elokina and Kayama, what are we talking about? Difficult Gemara here. B'sha'amalo p'dei li mishalcha. He's saying, redeem my miser money with, I'm sorry, my miser sheni with your money.
That I gave you as a present.
Right. So, in other words, I give Dov the money. I tell Dov, you go ahead and be poured on my miser sheni produce. Okay, so it has to be two different people. That's the way to remember this. You have to split the produce from the money. One guy has to own one, and the other guy has to own the other. That's the answer. Okay? Or Ptelochami Shali, or the reverse.
You gave him money?
I gave him money. That's what it says in the Mishnah.
You gave him your money to be poda?
Yep.
No, it's my money. He gave me the money as a present.
I gave him the money to be poda, my Paris. But it's his money now that I gave it to him. Yes. Or alternatively, redeem the Maaser Sheni that you received from me with my money. Right? That's the second case.
So either he gives the present the money or he gives the present.
One or the other. Tony came. Bryce says the same thing. Be poured my Paris, Mishalcha from your money. Or Padelocha Mishali, be poured your Maaser Sheni with my money. And a Maaser Chaimish, you don't have to be out of a Chaimish. So summation is presented. I'm Rabbi Yechidon, call Maaser Sheni Sheni, who? Ufiyono Mishalo, and a Maaser Chaimish. Any Maaser Sheni where he is not the owner of it and the money, he doesn't have to add a Chaimish. That's the rule. And then the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Tam Rabbi Yechidim, Mimgol Yigal Ish Mimasro Chamishiso Yosef Alav. Kadesh Yehu Ufidyono Mishalo. The use of the possessive form means it's him and his pinyon. Everything belongs to him. That's the end of the page. Okay. Kol Tov, everybody. What? It's a knas? Where is a knas? I don't look at chaim as a knas. Absolutely not. It's a din and a hektish. Why does the Torah do that? What's this din of chaim? Where is it coming from? Like. I don't know. He just hung up on me.
You're making his life easier. That's why you're paying a little extra. I don't have to carry a load of fruit. I just have to take my money.
But it's true, even when I go on a point of hectares from a Gisbert, right?
Yeah. Beautiful. Shavsi, good to see you, Shavsi. Rabbi, you want me to take your Gemara?
Sure.
I'm figuring out how to use these things.
When you have a fancy leather-bound, personalized...
Do they sell the art scroll thing in Israel? Do they sell the iPad thing in Israel? I'm saying, can you buy it in Israel or only in the United States? You don't know?
I have no idea. I mean, can you buy any art scroll in Israel?
Yeah, you can buy art scroll in Israel, of course.
I'm sure you can buy it in New York.
You probably can buy it in Israel. I wouldn't say that's any cheaper.
No, but
the Eitz HaChokhmah program in Israel is cheaper. Much cheaper.
Oh, because it's there, because it's done there.
Yeah.
That's
much cheaper.
They have, All
right. I can't figure out how to shut this off.
Oh, that's a different question.
How do you shut this off?
I don't know the answer to that.
Come on, you have to know.
Uh-huh.